Good morning. We're on the bottom of Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. We're making moves. And the last thing we spoke about is a lot of different Gemaras about, I use the word botany, but there's probably a different word. Botany is probably only for flowers. But a lot of different discussions about different types of trees and different names of trees that we were speaking about. And then we got to the bottom. We're talking about also how it is that you would get coral from the bottom of the sea, that you would fill a boat with sand and then affix it to the coral, and then the diver would take the sand off, and then the boat would come up and it would pull up also the coral, and the coral was worth twice the its weight in silver, or something like that. Very interesting, different types of stuff in the different ports. Some ports went for pearls, some ports went for this coral. The pearl, the port of Parsoi, we called it, it was called something to do with Malchus. It was a port of the Malchus. Nemel Shel Malucha. Then we spoke about Amar Rabbi Yochanan. We're around 12 lines down from the bottom. These are a bunch of different statements of Rabbi Yochanan. Kol shita v'shita shenat l'nochem mishlem asa l'kodesh Baruch Hu l'achziron. Everything l'kodesh Baruch Hu is going to return. It says etin b'midbar eretz shita in midbar Yerushalayim tzin midbar haisa. Amar Rabbi Yochanan kol mitorah v'ein malamda. Anyone learns Torah and doesn't teach it. Doim l'hadas b'midbar. What's a sad thing? He's got a hadas. And no one's smelling from it. And he says, maybe, no, actually, it's a good thing, because if a person learns, teaches Torah, there's no one else. There's no one else to teach, it's only him. So then he's doing to Hadas in a midbar, that's Chaviv. They cannot fix what they did. Shenemar, it says a lot of things can be replaced. However, Tachas Rabbi Kiva Chaveiro of Mai Mevian can't replace Rabbi Kiva and his friends. And whoever laid hands on Rabbi Akiva and his friends will be punished. This is where we're up to. Menayin Amesim Asayis, my base built in. My base built in. What does base built in mean? Amar Rav, turning the page to Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Zu Biron. That's the name of a place, Biron. My Goyla. When it says the Goyla, what does that mean? I call it Goyla. Rabbi Yosef, Zu Pumpadisa. Pumpadisa was a place in Bavel, and it had to be, the whole Pumpadisa had to be lit up. Kimaduras Esh. My, what does it mean? Kimaduras Esh. Every person would take his own avuka, and instead of it being on mountains, every person went on his roof, and they all were doing this formation. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Af Chorim v'Chiyar v'Godar v'Chavrusei. There's other mountains. It sounds like he's saying that they would go on to where the torches were lit. Ikadamri Beni Ubeni Havikaima. Some people say these were situated between the different mountains that we mentioned in the Mishnah. And these were like these, I guess, smaller checkpoints. Ikadamri Lahach Gisa Eretz Yisrael Havikaima. Other people say it was actually on the other side of Eretz Yisrael. Marachosh of Lahagisa, Marachosh of Lahagisa. So we're trying to get from Yerushalayim to Goyla. So you go in different directions. So our Mishnah is going in one direction, let's say south. And maybe these other places we're talking about, of Charim and Chayir and Gedr and Chavrusei, is going north or east. Anyway, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Bein kol achas v'achas shmoina parsois. Between each one of these different mountains that we mentioned, there's going to be 8 parsois. Kama havalahu. So how much is the combined distance from one mountain to the next mountain, if there's 8 parsois between them? It's Tlasin V'Taratin. There's going to be 32 parsais. Nowadays, there's many more parsais between going from Har Zeisim to Beis Biltin. In other words, to get out of Eretz Yisrael, it's much more 32 parsais. Amar Abaye Istatume Istatim Luhu Drachai. Because nowadays, the roads, the direct roads have been obstructed. In other words, back in the day, if it went like a, I don't know what it's called, like a bird flies, like a beeline, so then it would be exactly 32 parsais. But nowadays, where you're taking, you know, your swervy, curvy roads, it's going to take longer. The Chsiv Lachain, Hinini, Saches Derachech Basirim. You see that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying that there will be thorns on your road. So in other words, it's going to take you a while. It's going to be harder to get there than it has to be. But in truth, that's all you know. Nachum Yitzchak Omer Mehacha. He says a different makar, Nesivoisai Iva, which means my Nesiv is my paths. Iva have been like twisted. And therefore, we know that it's not going to be that nowadays we don't have a straight path. Next Mishnah. Chatzer Gadol, Haisav Yerushalayim, Ubeis Yazik, Haisav Nikras. There was a large courtyard in Yerushalayim. It was called Beis Yazik. We'll see why it was called that. L'sham, Kol Ha'edim Iskansen. That's where all the Edim would gather. Beis Din, Boidkin, Haisav Shan, Usudos Gdolos, Haisav Mishvil, Shatei, Regilim, Lavai. We made big parties there. We wanted to give them some sort of incentive to come. So we did that. Originally, they wouldn't leave there because, again, we're talking about it's on Shabbos. The Tchum Shabbos would limit them because if you go out of your Tchum Shabbos, then you can't move at all. You only have four amas. So they wouldn't leave that place because they left because they're out of Tchum Shabbos. His kimer v'galnila azak and chiyum ahalchan alpayim amalochol ruach. Allah gave them now a new Tchum Shabbos of 2,000 Amas in every direction. In other words, it's almost as if they started their Shabbos there. They didn't. They started the Shabbos at home. They saw the new moon. They traveled all the way to Yerushalayim. They're out of their Tchum. In theory, they should only have four Amas in every direction. But Rabbi Gamliel Azakan was misakein that they should get 2,000 Amas like the people from Yerushalayim. Not only the Edom that come to testify, a midwife that's coming to give birth to a child. A balahatza min adleika is coming to save someone from a fire. Min agayis from an army. Min anar from a river. Umin hamapoyles or from a earthquake. Hare elu ka'anchi ha'ir. Anyone that travels in that type of situation is a din of anchi ha'ir. What does that mean? V'yishlam apayim. Ama l'chol ruach. And now they have 2,000 aymas in every direction, just like as if they started their Shabbos there, even though they actually didn't. So we see all these people have one thing in common is it's very important for us that they come. And if we deprive them of their tchum, they might feel like, why should I go over there and have a miserable Shabbos? So therefore, we have to lighten things up in order to give them an incentive to come. Now, the Gemara asks, what does it mean when it says this name of this chatzar is Beis Yizik? Is it Beis Yizik or Beis Yazik? So is it base Yizik Tanan? Base Yazik Tanan, it's Lishna Ma'al Yehu. Is this Mishnah referring to base, saying base Yazik, which would then be a refined Lashon, or be a nice Lashon? He's saying something nice about it. It's a positive expression. The Chsiv, Vayaz Kehu, Vayisak Lehu. And this is a lashon of a like to surround, and he surrounded the field, and he took out the stones of the field. So therefore, that's what it means. It was like a circular room. Odilma beis yazik tanan lishna the tzairahu. And if that's the case, it's a language which is expressing tsar. Tichsivahu aser bezeikim. So he is like tied up and bound in these chains. So is that what Yazik is? These chains like? because they were like they were we kind of like we what's the word I'm looking for? We locked them down, and we locked them in. Rabbi Tashma, Sudas Gedalus, how you Islam Sham Kadeshi Ragilam Lava. It says in the Mishnah that they made major sudas in order for them that they should come. So it appears that there is some sort of issue with them coming, right? Or else they wouldn't need to make big sudas. So we're trying to compensate. So maybe it should be sound like it's a lishon of tzar. Yura says, Dilma Trey Tarzi Havi Avdilo. Maybe just, yeah. What does the Gemara mean? Dilma Tarzi Havi Avdilo. That means that maybe really, on the one hand, they enjoyed having these great, delicious feasts. On the other hand, it was discomfortable because of the confinement. So you have to know if it was called the Yazik for being uncomfortable or Yazoik for the fact that it was a surrounded place which had so much amenities. Okay, that's the Gemara. Let's start the next Mishnah. We're moving along. Ketzad boikin es ha'edim. Zug, sheba, rishon, boikin es ha'rishon. The first pair of edim, we get interrogated first. Machnis es ha'gadol shebehem, you bring the older one. Ba'imun lo, emor, kach, rishas lavana. Emor, ketzad rishas lavana. Tell us how you saw the moon. Lefnei ha'chama, achra ha'chama. You saw before the sun or after the sun. It's fine on the joima. North or south. How is it tilted?
Gavoya.
Kamaya Gavoya. Kamaya Gavoya. Sorry, Kamaya Gavoya. Where is it tilting? Kamaya Rochav, and how wide is it? Okay, if he said that the moon was in front of the sun, it's not possible for that to happen, because the moon is just a refraction of the sun. So therefore, it's impossible for the crescent of the moon to be in front of the sun. Never, ever happens. So if he says, Lefnei hacham, aloi maklum. But all the other ones, you know, really depends on what he says, and we compare it to the other eight. Then we bring the other eight in. Check him into the vrei mechuvanim. It doesn't kayemes. If their words seem to be in congruous, the words seem to be compatible. So then we say their Eidos is Kayam. The Shaka Azuka Shalanas Rashi Dvarim. The other pairs of Eidim will ask them, you know, the main questions. Not that we need any more Eidim. We already have two Eidim. We're good. You don't want them to leave feeling dejected, saying, I traveled all this way. I came here. I didn't even like say anything. So therefore, we get them, we put them in the witness box to feel like they did something. That way they'll come back the next day. Okay. It says the Gemara, Hainu lefnei achama, hainu litzfoina, hainu l'achra achama, hainu lidroima. The Gemara is trying to understand what is the, it seems like we're asking the same question twice. So we have to figure out what exactly this question is. I don't recall off the top of my head. I'd like to try to stop here for now, and Beis Hashem will continue tomorrow with more here. Let's see. We're going to try to get to the Mishnah, bottom of Chaf Dalet. Tomorrow is Wednesday, right? And then we want to see if we could Thursday, and then I don't know if we're going to be able to finish the. We'll see. We'll do. We'll get as far as we can. Yeah, finish the parak seems to be a little bit ahead of us before Rosh Hashanah, but we'll get close. We'll get close, my friends. Okay. It's a challenge also during Slichas right now. Baruch Hashem, we are davening Nates. So means getting up very early in the morning. But Baruch Hashem, we're going to keep on moving forward. Make it a great day, everyone. Thank you very much for being on. Thank you for listening.